Tamam. Okay, today we're going to continue packet six, the union of the ksamim are only tamim b'drabanan if they're found on something that's mekabel tuma. If they're found on something that's not mekabel tuma, then they're tor legamri. That's only by ksamim. Ksamim is the rabbanan, that's right, it's below hargasha. So it's a stain, so it's found on a panty line or something that's not mekabel tuma. We have to discuss what's not mekabel tuma. In the deraisa realm, the hainu, if a woman gets her period, so that we assume the ribui dam is a deraisa, so it doesn't matter that it's found in something that's not mekabel tuma, because that's a deraisa. This kula of einu mekabel tuma is only on the realm of a derabanan. Or similarly, if you did a bedika, even if you did a bedika with something that's not mekabel tuma, it's not going to be a kula, because when you're in the deraisa realm, we don't have kulas. Well, we have kulas, but not these kulas. You know, you can have kulas if kliya b'maka, if it's vade motzidam and things like that. But if a woman would put inside something that's not mekabel tuma, something inside, it doesn't matter that's not mekabel tuma. So the question at hand in the poskim is the status of paper, niyar. What is the halachic status of paper? And is paper mekabel tuma, or is it not mekabel tuma? And for us, it's going to be relevant for tissue paper, or a pad, or a panty liner, all these things that, or is not necessarily, how often do you find kesem and writing paper? So that's, but the different types of paper. And we have to go through the makoros of what is the status of, because this is very relevant. If a woman, this happens all the time, a woman wipes herself with a tissue, and then there's blood on the tissue. Very often it could be a shear of a gris va'od. So what's the so if you hold like the cheshif ha'efod, doesn't matter because it's considered a kesem on a body, and then you're just transferring. It doesn't matter. So the cheshif ha'efod and Rav Elyashiv, I think Rav Morgan said held like that, and they're poskim. But in general, the sorry I have the body holes and others that we treat it as a kesem on the tissue. Okay, now we treat it as a kesem of the tissue. What's the story? What's the status of the tissue? According to the Chesh of Eifel, there's nothing to talk about because it's not a kesem on the tissue. It's a kesem on the body, which was transferred. Transferring never counts, right? If you don't say that something was on something that was mekabel tuma, then you transfer it over. Now it's a kesem chain of mekabel tuma. That's ridiculous. So the Chesh of Eifel thought the same thing by a tissue is ridiculous. And Rav Avadia Yosef defended the other tzad to say that no, that it's if it's on something that's mekabel tuma, that if it's on a tissue, then that's the first appearance of it, so that's not called transferring. So that's like a fundamental machlokas. What's the story of a kinuach? But let's now go through the makoros and see what is the status of a paper. So we have to go to the Mishnah Kalim, Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay. Says the Mishnah, Kisui kadei yayin v'kadei shemen. You have a cover of a barrel of wine, or a cover of, page 11, or a cover of a barrel of oil. V'kisui chavios niyoros. Or if you have a kisui of a barrel Kitzachavis, and some have the gears veha niyars, the way the Bartanur says. So what are niyars? Look in the Bartanura. They're boosting. These the guys here, niyars, kloma niyars, mechasim behem tui hatzlochis. So you have something that's just a piece of paper that's covering the barrel or the receptacle or whatever it is. It's so is that mekabel tumah or not? So the Mishnah says, "V'miskinu l'sashmish tamei." So it's mashu like this, that if it's just a piece of paper, then that's not mekabel tumah. But if you masakin it l'tashmish, then it is mekabel tumah. So what does that mean? What exactly did you do? So look now in the Mishnah Kalim in Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Tezvav, page 13. The Osa Kli Kibul. So it's talking about you make a receptacle, kli kibul, kol mokum tome. Osa mishkav moshem kol mokum tome. Umin haniyar tome. So you make a kli kibul from a niyar. In other words, instead of making it flat, you make the niyar into a receptacle. You make the size up and you make it into a receptacle, so then it's tummy. So it's mashma l'chora that if you didn't make it into a receptacle, then it wouldn't be tummy. Right? You have to make it into a iskino l'tashmish or iskino l'kli kibul. But if you didn't do that, then it wouldn't be tame, right? Because why should it be tame? What is it? It's not a kli. It's not a beged. So it's a piece of paper. So l'chora, the simple pshat in this halacha is that a nir shouldn't be mekabel tumah, because unless you make it into something, you make it into a receptacle, so that's a different story. But if you didn't make it into a receptacle, then it should be something that shouldn't be mekabel tumah. So take a look in the Sidrei Tara on page 15. So, second arrow, he says, in other words, you didn't go inside. If you went inside, so then, kinuach mi vifnim. So then it's a daraisa already. So then there's nothing to talk about. We don't care whether something's mekabel tumah or not. Elish avra aleha, or yoshva alav. Say she was sitting on a near, and then she gets up and she sees his blood there. Kazabatosis Yantif, Barak Beis, the Masechta Kelim, Mishnah, they ain't tumma shaykh benir. That there's no tumma near. Hagam duhu mayri benir sheyeh bizman hashas. Even though he's talking about the near that was in the time of the Gemara, which was made from grass, they had pieces of grass that they meshed together and made a piece of paper from grass. Even though today we don't make it from grass, we make it from material, from a garment, and we mesh it together. Mashain came, but he says it doesn't make a difference. Because Mokam near a day in Chiluk. Shabegid Pishtim Nitchan Polim Chadosh is Baalukan. In other words, it's not a beged anymore, because when the beged is made into a piece of paper, it's totally revamped. It's totally distorted from the original form. So it has nothing to do with the original form. And the Tosfos Yontif has the kasha. And he says that anyone who's going to question this is forgetting about the Mishnah in Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Tezvav, the Mishlo Beis Kibel Af Anir Tomei. Mishnah Pachy Yitzchak Mishnah to Kisoy Tar. Have a Kozman She Ain Lo Beis Kibel Tar Af Nir Didan. So you say it's a Beferisha Mishnah. It's a Beferisha Mishnah. That it's only tame if you make it into a base kibble. But say a piece of tissue paper or a liner, there's no base kibble there. It's not a receptacle, it's just a flat piece of paper, tissue paper. So then it's not tame. Shane said, B'chlal Beged. V'or Shatin Me'akosuf. And the gamlo domila, what's makabel tumma? It either has to be something, a food is makabel tumma, a person is makabel tumma, a beged is makabel tumma, and machzelis, a mat that you sleep on, is makabel tumma. Tumma's magic. That's why you always have to make sure that if you have a mat on your schach, that it wasn't manufactured for shchiva. That was only manufactured for Sichuch. So, one second. So a tissue paper, or a pad, or a panty line, all these things don't meet any of these requirements. There's no base kibble. There's no, it's not for lying on. So, Mamela, the Sidri Taras Psak is that Nir is not Mekabel Tzum. Yeah. I don't know. Don't the children during rest hour? Don't know they have mats?
You shouldn't like most mats that be made be like for sifos or for shave and not for.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I just I don't know what goes on, and you know, yeah, right. You have to check what goes on there. And where do the mats? Where do most of our mats come from? Bisman is who makes them? Yeah, so like someone said, someone pointed out, like, will, whatever, the, you know, you have to know, what is it Sichuch or is it Shchiva? Okay, so that's the psak of the Sidrei Tar. So who's the Bar Plukta to the Sidrei Tara? The Noda Bihuda. Noda Bihuda wants to take on the Sidrei Tara. It's not easy to take on the Sidrei Tara, but he's another youth over here. So, in order for us to understand what the Noda Yud is going to say, we have to look in the Rambam. Okay. So, the Rambam is here on page 17. Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. Kol shehu orug, you got it? Anything that's woven. Bein mitzemer upishtin, bein mi canvas umeshi, whether it's wool, linen, canvas, silk, or mishar dvarm hagedelim biyabasha, hu nikra beged linyan tuma. Right? It has to be woven. If it's not woven, then it's not a beged. Beged means you weave. You weave strands together. Whether it's semer, pishtim, canvas, meshi, silk. And then the Rambam throws in another phrase. V'halivodim kibegodim l'chol dover. V'halivodim kibegodim l'chol dover. What does that mean? Levodim kibegodim l'chol dover. Levodim, what is levodim? Levodim means that instead of weaving, you take different threads and you compress them. Levodim means you compress instead of weaving. You compress different strands of things. You make it into one chefetz. That is levodim. So says the Rambam, that even though you didn't weave, right, it wasn't weaving, but compressing different strands is like weaving. So levodim is also kibegodim l'chol dover. That's what the Rambam says, page 17, Perek Aleph, Hilchas Kelim, Halacha Yud Aleph. Halavodim, kibegodim, l'chol dover. Oh. So comes the Noda Behuda on page 16. If that's what the page is, yeah, 16. And he wants to say a chiddush. He wants to argue with the Sidrei Tara. Sidrei Tara says, Nir is not Mekabel Tuma. He says, no, Nir is Mekabel Tuma. Why? Because what is Nir? Nir is either strands of grass or strands of material that were compressed together. Maybe we should take a trip one day to see how they do it. Right. So every piece of paper is levodim. Every piece of paper is levodim, and levodim is begodim l'chol dover. So maybe it's mekabel tuma. That is the chiddush of the Noda Behuda, page 16. Ha'omnom. Look inside. L'inyan shar tumas afshar kasafti shasovim sheinun machal odim einu mekabel tuma einu kemoshehin. Also, in other words, grass is not mekabel tuma. Also, mehem begodim olavodim. V'chein nir also in bibluye sasovos. Kol evil mekabelim shar tuma sheim lo gri milavodim. Zel loshen Rambam. Kol shu orug beim mitzemer pishtim beim canvas or meshi or shar devar hagedelim biyabasha or nikra begid li nituma valvodim begodim kol dover. Rekol koyel mikol hagodol biyabasha v'chol halvodim kebeged u'mekabel tuma. Yeah, I thought if should sveikol drum aloso. There was someone who was asking the Noda Behuda. Was this Reb Leib Eger? Maybe. What's the status of Niyar? And he said, that's it. Niyar bein me'asovim kavachomer b'bluis sechtovos. In other words, if it's made from grass or from old garments, which were shredded and then the strings were compressed together, mekabel tuma. So this is the psak of the Noda Behuda, that every nir is what? is levadim, as makabel tum.
The other Rambam says
Nair
is
Nair Makabotuma. Oh,
meaning what? Rambam himself, where he's getting his raya from, says that Nair is Makabotuma.
Oh, meaning?
Let's not be the bottom. Or
say, which Rambam are you quoting?
The second.
Quote? What are you quoting?
Perek Beis.
In other words, the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, right? We just saw the Mishnah in Perek Yud Zayin. So it was the Sidrei Torah had a Mishnah. He has a Rambam, but he had a Mishnah. Look on page 18. Osa kli kibul mikol mokom harizim mekabel tuma mechol shum min haTorah. Then he says, Osa, first word line, kli min haor haMatzah shalom sabit kwal. Oh, min haniyar, alva pisha ein haniyar mekabel tuma. But you made it into a receptacle. So to put dirt in or whatever you want to put in, then it's mekabel tuma. That was the Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Yud Zayin. So the Rambam is just quoting that Mishnah. I mean, the Sidrei Torah had a Mishnah. So he's saying, oh, it's levadim. But what about the Sidrei Torah's right? Oh, so the Node of Yehuda had a son, and the son, and you need the supplement. Son is in the supplement. So the son wrote the sefer Shivas Tzion, Hagon Morena of Shmuel Landau, the Noshel Hanod of Yehuda. And the son wrote a tshuva to defend his father. Meaning his father seems to be against the Mishnah. That's why you have to be to say Chidushim. In halacha, you got to know kol haTorah kula, because someone could just throw a mishnah at you, and you can't just say, "I never heard of that mishnah." You know, so you got to know. You're going to say the gedol leachronim. You know, people like to say chidushim. Okay, so if you just want to give a zog svara, you want to speak at Charles Shudas or something like that, so you can say what you want. But if you want to write a tshuva and paskel halacha, so then you got to and say a chiddush. Like the Gedolei Achronim, no, the Behuda, Chasim Sofer, Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's what Rav Nissen Alpert said at the Levaya for Rav Moshe Feinstein. That he was from, you know, that even though he didn't live in the door of the Chasim Sofer and no, the Behuda, but he was from that caliber, from Gedolei Achronim. Could say a Chiddush. So again, when you're saying a Chiddush, and you're paskening based on the Chiddush, you gotta. So here, the Behuda says the Chiddush, and they claim, it's against the Mishnah. So obviously, the Node Behuda knew that Mishnah also. So, but he didn't. The thing is, in that Shuvah, he didn't address it. But it would have been nice if he would have addressed it. A lot of times, the acronym, you'll see in the Chagasari, he says the Chiddush, and then he'll preempt any question you would have on his Chiddush. He already. Oh, you think that the Gemara is against me? But you got the wrong shot in the Gemara. You think that? You understand? You gotta get. Rav Nissen Alpert once said. Rav Nissen Alpert was a Rosh Hashiva here, as much as one of his star Talmidim. He said he believes that no one, say until the Marsha, would say a Chiddush that's against a Gemara. He says, and if you think it's against the Gemara. This is what he said. He said, so give me a sabbatical and give me some office in Belfer someplace and I'll work on it. I'll give you a teretz and it'll be a good one. That was his lashon. Because in other words, that's the difference between Gedolei Achronim. Forget, we're not even talking about Rishonim, but Gedolei HaPoskim and people who are Talmidei Chachamim or fine Talmidei Chachamim, but you know, and not on that caliber, you understand? To say a chiddush in halacha, you gotta, you got to be very chiddush halacha that you're paskening based on. You know, you have to, yeah. So we didn't say what the terrace is yet, but we just we're just getting, you know, excited about it. Yeah.
I think I could be mistaken, but I think in the 14th or 13th paragraph here, there's another Mishnah that discusses mats that are not mat. Like there are two types of mats that are discussed in the Mishnah here. First type of mat is a mat that's kind of like sewn together or like woven together. But there's also this type of mat made from like reeds almost, which is almost like this paper kind of thing, which are actually pressed together. And I think that's the Mishnah in Kiyam. I think it's actually in the 15th paragraph. And the Mishnah there says that, I'm pretty sure that would be Mikabel.
So. Okay, so let's see. So if you look on Sivat Sion on page 12 in the supplement, see, there were so many big Talmidei Chachamim, you know, the Shoalim and all these Tshuvas were big Gaonim. We didn't hear most of them because they didn't write Sfarim, so. But there were so many, you know, big Talmidei Chachamim. Ichtova Hinin Higanim Kaldasha Omar Divrei Hanod of Yehuda. Adoni Mori the Rabbi, Adoni Avi Mori the Rabbi, Hagonim the Fursim, Zatzal Shal. Rabbi Shkobi Mar Avi the Hagon Hagodol, Feishiv Lo B'Shul Lachanim, Bini Kesem Nimsal Nir V'Hela De Logora Milavadim Bim Kabel Tuma Ad Kan Losh Tochen Dvar V'Hagdoshim. So V'Lo Havinosi the Behedim Mivur Barambam Ta Nir Ba'atzmo Einim Kabel Tuma Im Lo Samenu Kli. So the Shoyal wants to say, no, the no debut is not right. Because even if you want to say there's a concept of Levadim, but that's when it's Nikur that it's Levadim. In other words, here, when you see a piece of paper, you don't see that there's pieces of grass or pieces of material. It was so redone over that it's Parim Chadoshes Balukhan. So whatever Levadim stat, in other words, maybe the Levadim is right, but then there's a concept of Parim Chadoshes Balukhan. In other words, that's why he thinks it's incorrect, and that's why the Mishnah says that it's not Mekabel Tumah only if you made a Kli, because even though maybe it's Levadim, but it was so done over, that's what it's like a. It's panim chadoshes b'kod. It's not nikar. In other words, levadim probably means that if you have a beged, so you could see that there's stitches here. That this was sewn, and levadim, you could see that there are separate pieces that were meshed together. But you could see here. You don't see pieces. I hope not. Right. So levadim, whatever levadim status, maybe it potentially could have had. It's panim chadoshes b'kod. So therefore, that's what. Those that want to argue with the Noda Behuda, like the Sidrei Tara, would say. So now he has to come and defend his father. Okay? That's a hard thing. To defend your father against... So he says, L'niyaz daitu divrei adonim l'zatzal shririn v'kayamin. As opposed to lo shririn v'lo kayamin, he says, this is shririn v'kayamin. Right, anything that you're going to write on is a near, a few klaf anasim or a nikra b'shem near, moshakotus tofus yontif, etc. Okay, so he says, me'ata ani omer sheshem near hu shem hakolal al kol minei niyars af shem chalukim b'dinei tuma. Yesh min near she mekabel tuma, yesh min she ainim mekabel tuma. Kain near emulsion of Rambam. She digel b'shonuch afal pish she ainim near mekabel tuma. Because it behei hayidia, kadosa afal pish she osa hakli me osu min near she ainu bar kabelos tuma. Fiu hachi im osu menu kli mekabel tuma. Tim kavodas a Rambam zal der klal she ain shum near mekabel tuma. Havale the Rambam luchtov afal pish she ainim mekabel tuma. Elvade the Rambam lav klal kayo al kol minin near. He's not talking about all types of nir. So what's the vort? So he says, so let's skip, we're not going to do every line here, but skip a little to the next page. First word on the line is Mekabel Tuma on page 3. First word on the line is Mekabel Tuma, not Dim Mekabel Tuma, Mekabel Tuma. Lachain on Kochet Srich Manon Chalik Ben Nier Linier, Vachol Nyosh Shalon Shein Masil Vadim, Hey Mekabel Tuma, Mosh Kosev Adoni Mori Verabi, Agon Zatzal, Mosh Evi Sham Ram Perkal Vilchas Kelim, Halach Omam Yesh Nier Sheinim Mekabel Tuma, Min Nier Sheasal Hem Bedoros Harishonim, Tem Sheyedum Lachas Nier Shalonim, Yekosim Al Olim Shleimim, Mi Ali In Lonos, Virakos. So he says, no, there's two types of Nier. The one is if you take a big leaf and you treat it, then you can write on the leaf. But it's one piece. It's not that you, it's multiple pieces that you mesh together. So when the Mishnah was saying that Nir is not Mekabel Tuma, only if you make it into a Kli Kibul, that was talking about the Nir that was not Maisel Avadim, because it was one piece. It was like one big leaf that you just shaped into a Kli Kibul. So there, of course it's not Mekabel Tuma, because it's not my, it's not a beggar, it's not my Silavadim even. So that is what the Mishnah is talking about. But my father is talking about a case where the near of our day, of our century, that is made from either asovim, pieces of grass that were meshed together, disjoint pieces that were meshed together, or disjoint pieces of threads that were meshed together. So that's a Maisa Levadim. So Maisa Levadim is Mekabel Tuma. And that's the answer. In other words, the Mishnah was talking about a different type of nir, the old way of making nir. Before they learned how to do it more sophisticated, they just took a big leaf and they coated it and they made it so you could write on it. But that's not a Maisa Levadim, because that's one big thing that you just made it, smooth it out so you could write on it. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. That's not Mekabel Tuma unless you make it into a Kli Kibul. My father, says the Shiva Sion, is talking about a case where it was disjoint pieces that were meshed together, and therefore that's Maisel Avadim. So that's Mekabel Tuma. So the son answers the Bam Kasha from the Mishnah, protects his father. Shiva Tzion. Dov?
The Rambam said that the whole reason of the Levadim is that it has a din of a beged. Do we say that by Tumah that there's a minimum shear to be considered a beged?
Yeah, I mean, there could be shiurim of a beged, sure.
Could that say like by tzitzis?
No, I mean, Tumah and tzitzis are not necessarily the same shear, no, not the same.
Yeah. So would this near need to be?
Yeah, okay, it'll be a shear, but most usually that's not going to be the problem. Gimel Hatzpos, whatever it is, so it'll have a shear.
So this is right, but that still you have the paper we have made is making whatever grasses, trees, whatever liquefied, flattened out, made into something that's still called less than the
oven. Right. So that's what the Nodriud is saying. That's, in other words, the other way of answering the Mishnah. In other words, everyone agrees to the Rambam that there's this concept of Maisel Avadim. We're not arguing on that. But then we have a Mishnah. So you could say the other way that the Shoyal of the Nodriud wanted to say that no, that it's Parim Chadosh's Baal Khan, so finished with the Maisel Avadim. Even though it might have been a Maisel Avadim, but if it's Parim, but it's not Nikar, then it's Parim Chadosh Bolukan. So Mamela, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, and that's what the halach is, and there's no two dinim. The Noda Behuda, the son is saying that there are two dinim, there are two types of ways of making a nir, and the Mishnah is talking about one way, and my father's talking about another way.
So our paper is a third way. I don't think it's either, but I think it's totally liquefied and not actually compressed, it's just made into something else. But it's still called Master Adam.
I don't know how you have to. Yeah.
In the second part, you did the Mishnah said that.
Because of get on.
Yeah, what you write on. And it says that one thing that I found out all that, which is the leaf, And then in the next Mishnah, in Gimel, in the fourth Mishnah, it says near Gachot. So it implies that it's not the same thing.
No, but it could be that you take a leaf and then you... There's a leaf. Right.
Uh-huh. Even in that Mishnah, I don't know.
Yep, that's what the defense of the Noda of Yehuda. So now we're holding, at least we have a defense for the Noda of Yehuda. Sidur Tara still thinks it's not correct, but the Noda of Yehuda says no. Niyaros are mekabel tovu.
Where in Taros do we see a case of niyar that is like not pressed? I mean, it's one piece niyar.
He's saying that's what it's referring to, or else it would be Maisel Avadim. In other words, he's hooked that Maisel. It's true that there's a concept of Maisel Avadim. So you have a Korach. You have to explain that Mishnah. That's what it's talking about. Where do we see it? Right here.
I'm saying, but if we see other examples, I mean, like we're saying that at that time that they would use a one piece or whatever. But I mean, it is clear that. There is the other option from like the Machzelis and stuff, other things. Mm-hmm. They would press together like different reeds and they would be coref them together into like paper or whatever. So.
Well, Machzelis is a different thing. I mean, but is he saying that's what the Nier is referring to? Oh. So now we're still not finished with the Noda Behuda. So but you have to understand the whole process here. The two Mishnayis, and then the Sidrei Taharis Pshat, the Yudas Pshat, the Shiva Siyams. I'm taking you through the whole process here, but we're not finished yet, because there's the Malbushei Taharis question on page 5. So I'm taking you through the trip here to understand the whole. So he asks a question like this. Okay, granted, you want to say, like the sun, you want to have a good pshat, it's levadim, great. But what's the concept of levadim? The chiddush levadim is that even if you didn't do a maisariga, you didn't weave, but you as long as it was disjoint pieces that you compressed together, that's also mais levadim. So it's a begad. Yeah. But I don't understand. You call the piece of paper a beged? I don't wear a piece of paper. A beged l'chora means that, in other words, okay, it's. But what makes it therefore a beged? What makes the piece of paper a beged? So that's his kash. In other words, even if you want to say okay, but a beged means that it was made in a certain way that you need one thing. Okay, so you answered that question. But then it still has to have a tashmish beged. So that's the Malbushei Taharis kasha. Now where's the tashmish beged here? You want to say levadim is kibagodim. But only if it's made as a beged. But if it's a piece of paper, you don't make a piece of paper as, you don't wear a piece of paper. So then even if it has the physical criteria, but if it's not made as to use as a beged, then weiter it's not a beged. So take a look on page 5. The Malbushei Taharis, page 5. Bottom arrow. Okay, Ladias Daiti. Tumuim me'od divrei hagon hanodu bihuda. Bottom page 5. It was weiter. It was, okay, we got the Noda Behuda out of the problem of the Mishnah, but it's still problematic. Tamayim baram sham perik al mechaz kelim yirad the ikur hu mishum denikra beged hu levadim havi nami ke beged. But he says if it's not made for as a beged, even though it might be levadim, but levadim means if you made a beged in a levadim style. Thus haste the beged. Right? Because, like the Gemara says, right, in Menachos, if you have a piece of leather, so it's not chayiv in tzitzis, it's a big piece of leather, because it's one sheet, it's one, it's no, it's not woven, right? So the chiddush of the Rambam is, even not woven, but at least compressed together into different pieces, that's also, but chotchet has to be used as a for, made for a beged. Here, so that's his kasha. That's his kasha on the note of Yehuda. In other words, even this is a feeling to Saloma that we got through the problem of that the Shiva Siyah dealt with, that the son dealt with, we still have this problem. That's what the Malbushei Tara is asking. So who's going to defend the note of Yehuda now? Right? Where's his son? Where's his son? Where's his son? So we have some other people. We're not... We have other defenders of the faith, namely the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, page 12. This is brought down from this farm. His word is, in other words, this is the big thing. You know, we confuse modern Hebrew with halachic Hebrew. You know, like I always say when you know Hilchas Mezuzah, right? It says Mezuzah Beisecho Visharecha. So no one would call a room a bais. That's not modern Hebrew. You call this a cheder. So maybe you say there's not a bais. So maybe, but what? The Torah defines the definition of a bias is a place that's dalad al dalad that people dwell in. That's called a bias. Even though in modern Hebrew maybe we call it a cheder, we don't call it a bias. It doesn't matter. So beged, the same thing with beged. So it's beged, and when you learned in whenever you learned Hebrew, beged is clothing. No one would say it's a beged. It's a niyar. It's a little beged. So he says, Loshem Beged, last word in line. Mishamish Gamba Mikhse Kalim. Shepershu Olof Beged. In other words, Beged doesn't have to mean something that he wears. So something that's Mishamish, you know, you use something to cover something up, or you use it to blow your nose, you use it to you have some type of. Shemesh, it's Meshamish, has some Meshtamshus. So, Eshel, the old main shame begged no fell al vush ha odam ella al hamid, no shame or. Sinushim. It was begged, doesn't mean it has to, begged means something that was woven together. Now it has to have a Shemesh, that's a separate thing. As opposed to or, means something that was not woven together. It's leather. Matzino shem mechanim big day odom loshen kalim. I love us kalov. Because it has a shemesh. It's mishamish something. It's a kli. It's mishamish something. It has a function. So I use this. So in other words, beged doesn't. What Mechazanish is saying is beged does not necessarily only mean clothing. That's modern Hebrew. Beged is clothing. But halachic beged is something that was woven together, or like the Rambam says, levadim heim pegadim. So that's what a beged. So this is a beged too. And it doesn't work well with your modern Hebrew. Okay, so that's modern Hebrew. It's not. That's not what the. You know, like Rav Schechter likes to say over, Pasa Baba Kistin is, even Kovei Suda, you make a motzi on it. So, some of them say, oh, this is not Lechem. Lechem is bread. It's not bread. I know what bread is. This is a cookie. It's not bread. So like I, the answer is, like Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, whatever, that anything that's from Hameshus Minei Dogon that was baked is a Shem Lechem. So a piece of cake is a Shem Lechem. It's just that the Chazal said that if you're not Kovei Asuda, we make a Mizonis. If you do, you make Lechem. But it's not a steerer to the word, to a cookie, to call it Lechem. And as Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, that's in Hilchas Challah. The Sukhanoch says it's Chayv and Challah, even though it says Lechem by Challah. Because Lechem is not bread. That's modern Hebrew. A Lechem is bread. But Lechem means something that was baked from the Chameshus Minei Dogon. That's Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik. So that's the same idea over here. Okay, so now we patched up. I mean, we're doing a lot of heavy-duty patching to help out the Noz Behuda.
The Rambam's Lashon was also very, very, very hard about him, because he got the Chol Adal. He uses the Lashon of the Chol Adal. I mean, could have suggested we have a Be'al Abayim Kevigadim. But when he goes to Chol Adal, it's almost much more that it's the Chol Adal we want. So every, across the board.
Yeah, meaning that all the Dinim of Tumah that apply to Beged apply here. All the halachas of Tumah, that's Makabal Tumah, and all these halachas that are going to be discussed apply here as well. So it's a regular thing that's Makabal Tumah. Okay, so now parenthetically, just take a quick look on page 7, you know, just a quick peek on page 7. Page 7 is the Sefer Bikur Yaakov. Anyone who learns Hilchas Sukkah in a serious way has to go through all the Bikur Yaakovs. That's a classic poisik. That's the Aruch Laner of Yaakov Edlinger. And if you buy the new set of the Aruch Laner, the black one, you get the Bikur Yaakov in there as well. Yeah, a plug for... So if you buy the new set, you get the Bikur Yaakov. So he writes... So, in other words, the areas that are relevant for Kabbalah's Tumah B'Zman Hazeh is Hilchas Nida and Hilchas Sukkah. Those are the two main areas that we have to know Hilchas, because Taurus, we're not involved in Taurus B'Zman Hazeh, so, but we're involved in Sukkah, because Sukkah's, and we're involved in Nida. And those two areas still have Halach L'Maisa ramifications of whether something is Mekabal Tumah or not. So that's why we have to know, you know, these halachas for Bizman Hazeh. So he says, Nistapakti mutal sachech benir ha'osim me'asovim ha'benir ha'rogil etzlenish osim blui begodim. Because could you use it for schach? Because it's gidule karka. So maybe it should be good. I mean, also near ha'osim big day tzemer blui in pshita sheposol that tzemer inu gidule karka. Whereas, so if it's made of tzemer wool, so wool grows on the sheep. So the sheep is a question whether sheep is gedule karka or not. Like disha or something like that. Some rishonim holds gedule karka because it nourishes from the ground. But the simple shot, it didn't grow from the ground. So for Fiskach, he might need that imamish grew from the ground. So he says, if it's not gedule karka, it's not good. I feel also near Shanasim, Mide Kishtan, Beluyim, Kalki nearly to Possum, Shaf, Shahata, Ainu Begin, Royal Kabal Tumma, Rimbor, Bugmar, the Matlonius, Afshaim, Behem, the Cholish, Shoshol, Sulum, Sachavim, they shall bow Mikhailim, Kabal Tumma. So if it's made from things, even though it might not be Kabal Tumma now, but it came from something that's Mikhail Tumma. But what about near ha'osui me'asovim? Right, that type of near, the old near that was made from asovim. The chortoli bepluk that should be a Rambam v'arayvit. B'tam d'posol shanitzei pishtam l'sichuk. The Rambam shanitzei pishtam psulim neishen ishtana tzurosim. Right? Yom near ze posol. Now, the Rambam has this halacha that if something was neishtana tzuroso, it's pasul schach. That's how he explains the Gemara v'nitzei pishtan. So over here, it's nishtana, even though it's from asovim, but it, you can't tell that's from a tzavim, so that could be a psul. But the Ravid has a different shot, and maybe according to that, it would be different. Ruim litein bikarim uksosus, so royal midrash. So that's so that was his clear. So he says maybe it's totally the machlokas Rambam and Ravid. It's on page 9 here in Hilchos Sukkah. And here so much for Hilchos Sukkah now. But if you want to just want to see it, Sichem bePishtei Ha'etz, right? So he says Shishenishtan is Tzuraso, because even though it's Pishtan, it's from the ground. But it was totally revamped, so we don't view it anymore as Gedule Kasa. And the Ravid says a different word. No, that Anise Pishtan you can put in the pillows. And then you lie in them. So since it's a right to put on pillows, so therefore that's why it's no good. But he doesn't have this idea of Nishtana Tsurasa. So he says maybe it's Talai in that. And then, so he has this discussion, and then he says Shuvra Isi B'Sefer Sidrei Tara. It's the first word was Sidrei Tara. Shepshito Lo Denir Shalono Einu Mekabel Tumo. The Torah B'Ksamim came in because it's Panim Chadoshes Ba'olakan. That's the Sidrei Tara's way. It was the Sidrei Tara knows the din of Levadim, but he says it doesn't matter because it's Panim Chadoshes Ba'olakan, and that's how he explains why the Mishnah. Even the Mishnah is talking about Maisa Levadim, it's still only Mekabel Tum if you make it into a Kli Kibul. Whereas the Noda Behuda doesn't work with this concept of Poem Chanosh and Baal Bukhan, Lagabi the Salacha.
And therefore it's okay to use or not okay to use?
No, in other words, Lagabi Schach. He says that's a machlokas Rambam Ravid. If Panim Chadosh is Baalukan, is Mafkia the shame Gidula Karkona. So according to the Rambam, it does. According to the Ravid, there's no such din. So then, according to the Ravid, you maybe you could use it for Schach, as he says.
How does Sidrei Tara fit into
that? That's for Schach. Then he says there's a discussion. He says Agav, you should know there's a discussion also by Ksamim. He says, "Vaday lining ksamim dan shabek even shambi in she roy atol kabel tuma." From sukkah, shapossel b'gam ke mashabor miroy kabel tuma. See, by sukkah, maybe we're more machmir that even something that was come from something that was mekabel tuma. Af sha'ata in a roy, can shaper yesh lufsol haniyah shabam b'godim haruim. But if it's coming from the godim, but his discussion was what if it's coming from asavim. But he says, and also Nafkamina, the psul of Nishtana, according to the Rambam, like Rav Shech, this is only psul de Rabbanon. So it's an interesting discussion here. But you have to be a Talmud Chacham to appreciate, you have to know all, you have to know all the Ksamim this. I see how the Bikur Yaakov put it all together in his discussion of whether you can be Mesachet Benir. Okay, so now we're making progress here. We started with the Mishnayos, and then we had the Sidrei Tara, and then we had the Noda Behuda and the Rambam and the Kasha and the Noda Behuda and the Teretz of the Shivat Sion, and then the Kasha of the Malbushe Tara, and then the Teretz of the Chazon Ish. Okay, we're building a big building here, but we're not finished yet. We're not finished with the structure. But then there's one more piece to the puzzle. At least one more, if not. One more piece to the puzzle. Well, take a look on page 19. This is the Shuvah of the Chasam Sofer. You should know, there's, I used it for the new packets. There's a new printing of all the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. I use that in my new packets now. It's more maybe user-friendly for, in the regular and with notes and everything and all the Makoros. So it's a beautiful job that was done, the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. And it's also made into paragraphs and labeled topically what the paragraph is referring to. So this is a lot of Sfarim. Every day I sneeze, there's a new Sfarim from the Chasam Sofer been coming out, you know, in Halacha and Agoda and this. I mean, Chasam Sofer was a huge, you know, it's just huge. Yeah, what can I tell you? So he quotes the Sidrei Tara, the near Einu Mekabel Tuma, the Lok Samim. Time in the early Kumo Gugol, the Vafi Shabo Meoklin, Shayat Meim, Kumoko Matan Shinasan. So he's into the Parim Chadosh's Bolokan. He says it's a new thing. Okay, so this we've seen already, this concept. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva here on page 20. So now you can appreciate, you understand, when we did all the legwork until Rav Moshe is the you don't start with Rav Moshe. You know, you start with the Mishnah. And then you go from the Mishnah to, you know, and they go all the way up. Now Rav Moshe is the last stop on the train here. Well, it could be. He says, "Inyan etzim inyan kesem benimtzom niyar bezeh ha'pliga achronim va'anochon ka'anod b'Yehuda." See, he's on the Nod b'Yehuda side. Anochon ka'anod b'Yehuda, the mekabel tumah, the well. But then he says an added chiddush. And this we didn't see yet. I mean, we've discussed it in the past, but we have. V'albanir shalonu shudak v'lo shayich l'chapson she roi lishtamish b'hu k'mo shehu meluchlach baksom v'vaday einu roi v'atal zehanir v'hu k'karu v'mushkot mishum tashvish l'kamish v'vaday einu shuv m'kabal tuma v'haveka sidre tara v'lo mitame. He says the Nod b'Yehuda is right, but we're going to pass it like the sidre tara, but not for the reason of the sidre tara. Well, the Nod b'Yehuda is right, but we're going to have a new svara, and that is something that's disposable. That's just not like a tissue. You don't use a tissue again and again. You use a tissue, you throw it out. You was going to use it, you know, maybe you can use it twice, maybe if you fold it the right way. But you know, after a while, that's it. Gamarnu. So Mela. So this is his big yisod, that things that are very shvach. See, the nir they were talking about was nir that you can launder. In other words, you can take, it was a thick piece of whatever, and then you could reuse it. Or, in other words, you could wipe your mouth with it, and the next day just put it in the water, and then you'll use it again. It's not like a napkin today. You don't reuse a napkin today. You use your napkin, you wipe off, you throw it in the garbage. Right? So that's what. Oh. So I was once at a wedding. I was at a table with Rabbi Welcher. Rabbi Heshi Welcher from Kew Gardens Hills. A big Talmud Chacham, Posek. So he was wondering, because he's seen sometimes that Rav Moshe was looking at tissues kilu he's trying to be mafkin the color. So why was he trying to mafkin the color? Who cares the color? It's tohar anyway, because it's a kesem and a dom sheinu mekabel tumah. So one year in the sukkah in the Lower East Side, we have the sukkahs of the communal sukkahs. So several years we were in the same sukkah with Rav David Feinstein, so I asked him this question. What's the story? Why? So he said to me, Rav David, that yeah, in the beginning, Rav Moshe wasn't behechlet like this svara, and therefore he would look at the tissues, but in the later years he was just matir because of this svara. And that was a later, that's what he... That's what he told me. So Mela, this became the standard psak in the world. Liebus told me, Rav Bick passed like others, that these disposable things, these tissues and pads and panty liners and all these things, are not in the Kabbal Tumah. So Mela, if you have a kesem, even if it's bigger than a gris, it's not going to be Mekabal Tumah. Now, where does this come from? In other words, it's just a zog. In other words, everything has a makor. Rav Nachum Rosenberg told me. Rav Nachum Rosenberg is a big Talmid Chacham who was a bucky in mikvos, and he does mikvos all over the world. He worked on the Lower East Side mikvah. So he told me that Rav David Feinstein told him that whatever you're going to do in the mikvah, whatever psak you're going to wear, I just want to know where it's from. In other words, because it shouldn't be just a svara malma. In other words, you're holding this way, this is this, where does it come from? It shouldn't be just a Svara Balma. So where is Makor for everything you're doing? So what's the Makor for this? So if you take a look in the Rambam, on page 21. So the Rambam writes, "Chosel shel hutzin shemanichem bo harotev v'yotzi bo yu noshen l'tochem nodel l'tochem mitame v'im enu yochol tam yedadada chay keren shum mishtamish bo mashlicha enu mekabel tuma." You have a keren, a horn, shum mishtamish bo shum mashlicha. You use it and then you throw it out. Ein mekabel tumah. So that's, I think, the five of Kohn discussed in this paper, one of the makoros that's given for this concept of things that are disposable. Things that are disposable, mishtamish bo mashlicha. And that's the Rambam has here on page 18. Also kli kibul mikol mokom rezim kabel tumo veim kli kibul shir v'hu sheyaseh dover shal kayomer she'efshu sheyamod. Okay, it said also kli min ha'or v'chal masas v'lim v'abe klal. Has to be dover shal kayomer she'efshu lamod. Miklipas harimun the egos the el alfi is equivalent. Reim kabel tumah shatinuch. But he says, if you make it from miklipas harimun the egos, feel chakum v'tinuch lomud mem is offer. Reim kabel tumah shatinuch. Keres shodu v'katni yishlem ma'isal v'nidah. Well, also kalim in alefes the esrog the las. Okay, so I read to him with his yeshu she amdu elos man muat. So that's the question. In other words, he's making a distinction between shells of a rimon and and if you use it from making an esrog, the clip of the esrog, So that's Yefsha Shiyamduel is Man Mua. So that's the question. What's the Geder Hadover? Because this Rambam is Mashma. Because Rabbi Tuchman once pointed out, you know, could be there's a chiluk between what it could it last long or not, like this Rambam. But the other Rambam is Mashma that something Keren Shemishtamish Ba Mashlicha is Eina Mekabel Tuma. Because in the Kovetz Shuvas, Rav Eliashiv is machmer in this. He didn't buy into this whole thing of disposable. So that's why, you know, the panty line of that's why he didn't buy into it. And he holds his mekabel tuma, even though. So Rav Yitzchak was saying maybe he held that it's something that could last. Once you use it, then you're going to throw it out. But then the question is, how do you deal with the other Rambam? So that I never had a total mirror of. I tried to discuss it with some people. Maybe I should try again to put more effort into this machloikis. But that was the. I mean, what if it feels Kalim?
Yeah.
I would have to look into that, what he says about that. But maybe not, maybe. But that's the psak that was very makubal in America, was that disposable things are not makabal tumma, and that's. And but then now that Rav Eliashiv's psak and his psak, you know, filtered into America also, then so not everyone, there are people in Lakewood who follow Rav Eliashiv's way, so then things would and so it would be nafkamina for the liners and things, the tissue anyway. Rav Eliashiv is machmir for the cheshiv eifot. That anyway, so if he doesn't call that an einu makabel tuma because he holds it, that's called a kesim mehaguf. But that's where Rav Abadi holds the einu makabel tuma, and Rav Lieber says Rav Moshe Bick used to paskin that way as well. That was the standard way. And Rav David Feinstein said that Rav Moshe in the beginning was more mistopic, and then in the end said what he says, like here in the Tshuva. So that's generally the. So then they started manufacturing black pads, black panty liners. So this way it'll be Tzivonim. But then, there's a whole. Rav Abadi and Rav Herschel Ausch both told me that they're not into black things for this purpose because they're afraid that you're not going to be able to see if it's a big kesem and might come to be mitar something that really should be mitame because tzivonim at least should be, they both hold that you could see somewhat how big the kesem is. So they wouldn't be so into the, they're not into so much into the black. But it's interesting, Rav Abadi Sefer, he writes a tampon, it's not Mekabel Tuma. So I asked him, why does he write that? I mean, because the tampon goes in Bifnim, so it's irrelevant. So he was masking that if it goes in, then it should be irrelevant, unless somehow he didn't go in, but that's not the way it's used. So that was a ha'ara I once made on Rav Abadi on his sefer on when he writes about that a tampon not mekabel tuma. Okay. Then there's one last thing about this topic of Kabbalah's tuma The Sidra Tara quotes it here in the supplement, page 1. See, one of the classic things that's not Mekabel Tumah is the ground, the karka. Karka is not Mekabel Tumah. So if a woman sees a kesem on the floor, on the shower, on the ground, so that's lechora karka, because mechubel karka, right? Mechubel karka. So mechubel karka is einu mekabel tumah. So the Sidra Tara says, b'sefer Minchas Yaakov. From the Torah Shlomim, al binyan mechuber. So he wants to say that no, if it's found on the ground, so if it's outside in the grass, okay, that's. But on a binyan, so we all know, the Chumash says that a house is makabel tumas negoyim, and we discussed last time that Tosas Shita is. That mashtisa is mekabel tumah. Tumas nagoyim is sufficient to say that it's a dovra mekabel tumah. Even though one could taina that it shouldn't be tumas nagoyim, because the whole svar of the Ran is that it's mekabel tumah from the dam. So tumas nagoyim shouldn't be the thing that, if that's the svar of the Ran, then that shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be enough that it shouldn't be sufficient that it's just mekabel tumas nagoyim. It has to be mekabel, you know, tumas regular tumah, not just tumas nagoyim. But that's what Tosis held. So the Michas Yaakov wanted to say that that if there's a kesem on the ground of the house or on the wall, somehow you get a kesem on the wall, but usually you get a kesem on the ground, on the toilet seat. Something like that. It's mechubel karka, so it still should be mekabel tumas negoyim. And then he discusses safe crazy place. He cholikals that the blavachi razor the levir rashor b'toros b'azara cholikal toshes. We saw that. So the crazy place, he says, but not all the rishonim. We saw the balamor, the ravid. They didn't go for the toshes as svara. They gave different answers to that question. Then maybe they hold that tumas negoyim is not sufficient. Again, the ein nigei batim noeg el be'eretz Yisrael. So I think maybe this one is Rav Zalman Nechemya's questions. Rav Zalman Nechemya has smicha questions. You can get smicha from Rav Zalman Nechemya. Take his bechinas. So I always say his questions. Some of his questions are regular questions, and some of his questions are riddles. So I think maybe one of the questions I could. If I remember correctly, maybe I'm wrong, but you know, there's a chiluk and ksamim between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So that would be if you find a kesem on a house on the floor. So in America, there's no tumas negoyim in America. So in a toilet seat in America, there's no tumas negoyim. But in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not so partial because. It might have to be a house that's built in a certain way, the way the Torah speaks about the Eitzim and Avonim. So, Mechenin Lachmir, etc. So that's, but that's an interesting discussion about. Because we're going to talk about what's the din if you find blood on the toilet seat, but more importantly, if you find blood in the water. Of the toilet, that's going to be a whole packet about blood in the urine, blood in the water in the toilet, blood in this and blood in that. That's a whole. Okay, so I'm glad we took the whole extra shear to this way. We didn't have to rush through it. We had the whole day today on this nekuda, as opposed to rushing through after. Imagine if we would have first started last time to do this, we would have gone till 12 o'clock. So it's better we did it this way. Okay, so this is a Yesodistic discussion about paper and disposable and this. But now you got the whole, you start from, in other words, where you start from the Mishnah and you work your way up. The Mishnah, the two Mishnayos, the Sidrei Tara, the Chasam Sofer, the Noda Behuda, the Shiva Sion, the Mamushe Tara, the Chazanish, Rav Moshe, Rav David, and you make the whole. The whole you know, thing. Now you had the whole Hishtalshalus Dvarim. And then we still should look into more of Ramayashiv Shita and where that comes from. And